Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. It's totally Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Absolutely it is.
I'm Luke, you're Brian.
No,
I'm Brian.
Hang on.
You're Luke. No, it doesn't matter. It's Friday. Not gonna work here longer anyway, at least not today. Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are covering the southern swath of Wisconsin. On my end, I'm in Waukesha here. We're on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw. You can reach us anytime at 844-967-2789. But if you like the political party, call 844-96-PARTY. And you can reach the Madison station at 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can also check us out on the Devil Radio app if you can't find it. You're going to need more help than that. So the Devil Radio app, and you can also choose either the Waukesha stream or the Devil Radio stream, and it's awesome.
It is awesome. Happy Friday, Brian. How you doing?
I am energized. I'm doing well. I got to tell you, it's a couple weeks removed from my procedure, and
yes,
it seems to have worked.
All right. I like the sound of that.
It's amazing when you...
Science.
Science. It's amazing when that
medicine
happens. Wow.
Cool.
Wow. Pretty fun.
Yeah. But happy Friday. I want to congratulate you on the victory for opening day.
The Cubs have won.
Yeah, you guys are
1-0. Did you know that the Cubs were the best team in baseball for a couple hours there?
Until the rest of the teams that won also tied them for first place?
Yes, but for a while, the Cubs were the best team in baseball, and the Brewers remain the worst team in baseball currently.
No. We're fourth technically in the NL Central.
So tied for worst.
Yes.
So tied for worst.
For fourth,
tied for worst in the entire all of Major League Baseball. Tied for worst.
To be fair, the Ricketts family fire sale. We're gonna see how well that lineup for you guys can hold up through 162 games.
I think it will. I think it might hold up for
the
for
fire
more.
Sale last year was an interesting strategy. So we're gonna see what happens.
They have an understanding with Carlos Correa that he's gonna leave after a year and go to the Cubs.
That's the beauty.
But they're not going to need him because Nico Hoerner is going to be so awesome because he's going to hit 162 home runs.
I guess you could say that
he's
math
on
right
pace.
Now. I was just saying that tracks, but I don't know if that's ever been done before. So it would be history in the making. But
it's almost like you need to take baseball as like an entirety of a season rather than just make all the judgments based on one game.
Exactly what I was going to say. The beauty is, even though the Brewers lost yesterday, there's 161 more games to come. Today's although rescheduled, so plenty of time to listen to Dueling Tangents this afternoon. Because
and more time for the Brewers to remain in last place and be the worst
hardy,
team in baseball
hardy,
for
hardy,
a while.
Hard. Yeah,
whatever. I'm only saying it because I know it really irks you, and I don't really care myself.
I know, but you're just salt in the wound, my friend. But that's okay. We'll see who's laughing last at the end of the season.
I learned from a lot of White Sox fans who just live to piss off Cubs fans. Like, they had nothing going on their own self.
That's definitely worse,
but like,
though.
They just really like trolling. Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
That inner city rivalry is tough.
Well, it's also a class rivalry, too. There's an unspoken class rivalry between the White Sox fans and the Cubs fans because Cubs fans all have afternoon games and everybody has the afternoon off and you can just go out and enjoy yourself, whereas the White Sox basically have a ballpark that for some reason faces the opposite of the wonderful skyline that Chicago has to offer, and you look out upon the blight that is the rest of Illinois.
Well, that had to do with the stadium lighting at Wrigley, though, a little bit too, right?
Well, yeah,
the fact of what time the games are.
But again, there is a definite class warfare thing between Cubs and Sox fans, 100%. North and South side as well. It's, yeah. it's a North side, South side thing.
I knew that aspect,
but it's also
I knew
a class warfare.
Okay.
Basically, working class people on the North side of Chicago resent Cubs fans and become White Sox fans. It is, and the well-to-do people on the South side somehow magically become Cubs fans. It's a generalization that does. There's a thousand billion different exceptions to that, but that's the general overview from what I've seen.
Right. Well, baseball's back, and it gives us plenty to talk about. We're both excited. You're in the victory circle, victory lapping today after yesterday's win, but plenty of time to talk about politics now, Brian, since there is no game competing with us today.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. I wanted to take this kind of. You know, we like to call it F It Friday here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Philosophy Friday with an F.
Philosophy with an F. So I thought for this Friday.
Philosophical Friday.
We do some thought experiments because, and this I will credit.
Oh, that's for Thursday. So it's Thursday today. Thought experiment Thursday. I do everything by letters.
Oh.
I don't do everything by letters.
Well, we're not going to save it for next Thursday. We're going to dive into it now. But
let's do it.
Dan Schaefer over at the Recombobulation Area was tweeting out a
You should
a
definitely
thread.
Check that out if you haven't,
You
by
should.
The way.
If you don't subscribe, go subscribe. Follow Dan's work. It is excellent. And Dan kind of posed this question, and it got my brain turning. And essentially it boiled down to, well, you hear all the criticism from the rights, from Republicans and conservative groups here in the state of Wisconsin, that Milwaukee as a Democrat run city. They want to say Democrat run city. Now they got rid of the Democratic aspect of it for candidates. It's all Democrat now.
Well, then they can say the word rat, and then it's but it's you
right,
can say it, but then not say it. It's like, let's go, Brandon. We're so clever.
Exactly. So there's that underlining there. But
like,
they say
when someone does like Democrat, I'm like, oh, you're stupid. I can't talk to you. Okay, bye.
It is a very nice indicator. You can get a heads up of how people are coming into the conversation. But the conservatives in the Republican Party of Wisconsin like to use Milwaukee as a boogeyman. And mm-hmm. so the Milwaukee mayor was on the ballot this past Tuesday for the spring election here in the state of Wisconsin. And there was a perfect opportunity for Republicans to rally around one of the candidates. In fact, former Governor Scott Walker and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish endorsed Bob Donovan during the primary for this race. And so Republicans were saying, hey, this is the candidate that we should go back. This is the conservative choice in the race. Bob Donovan is who Republicans wanted to see elected to be the next mayor of Milwaukee. And they had a chance to go all in on Donovan's campaign. They could have. They spent more than $70,000 on school board election races around the state. They had the funds to do plenty of endorsing or political spends in any way that they saw fit. And they didn't do it, Brian. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just the fact that they like having the punching bag that is the city of Milwaukee, and they never actually would want to try to govern it, because then they don't get the punching bag that they have for their political topics here in the state of Wisconsin, or what exactly. But my thought process is, why don't Republicans have to go out and try to court voters like you and I, Brian? Why is it that the Dems have to be soft-spoken and not upset suburban housewives or just suburban women like
when
Donald
those,
Trump
when,
refers
when,
to?
When those same people are screaming at the top of their lungs, go and F yourself, you stupid libs, or let's go, Brandon.
Right, and it's Dems don't know how to talk to rural voters. But then the Republican Party of Wisconsin goes and opens an office on the north side of Milwaukee just to open it. They do a ribbon cutting ceremony in 2020, and that's essentially it. That's all the campaign outreach they did. They rented an office space in Milwaukee, and they're lauded for it, Brian. It is crazy. They're trying, and that's all they do. And why don't Republicans get criticized more for not reaching out to the middle of the pack voters?
They never reach out to the middle. They never
even
make an appeal to the left.
They don't moderate their positions on anything.
No, It's always the left that has to bend and capitulate, and you know, Dems generally have done it in the name of, you know, democracy, and we have to be proper and things like that. And this is, and you know, people talk about, you know, Evers and a lot of Democrats not being strong on things, and I guess we're not talking about, you know, yelling at them or going at them and going and getting mad about things as much as why is it that the Dems and the left always are expected to be the ones that compromise or come back? I mean, look at what, I mean, obviously Bernie Sanders had a lot of popularity. Why aren't people reaching out towards those people and not, you know, the other way around? That had a big movement. Why won't you go and try and capture that? And in fact, part of what made Trump popular is he captured a lot of disillusioned people on that end. And then the lesson from the election wasn't, hey, wasn't it cool that Trump had a populist message that captured a lot of Bernie voters who were disillusioned with the Democratic Party? That wasn't the case. It was, oh, we need to learn how to talk to, you know, rural.
Right. It was all rural, of a sudden people.
Republicans. I'm sorry.
No, every single major news outlet all of a sudden started profiling and identifying the Main Street diners in Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's all of it became. Is it became a cliche that it was those were the people, but
these
that wasn't
white
any
people are aggrieved.
That right, it wasn't actually any like Republicans trying to reach out though after losses from when Obama won the state of Ohio and Iowa. It wasn't that Republicans had to come and moderate their positions. They went even further. I would say that Trump wasn't a moderation candidate.
Trump was just saying whatever he had to do.
He approached.
And he didn't even
populist,
think he was going to get elected anyway. By the way,
I would contend no, he did not think that he was going to get elected in 2016. But he didn't moderately come at those positions. He took populist like he tried to encompass populist positions. But he did not do it in a moderate way. It was extreme way that I would say that Trump's candidacy approached those areas of populism. It wasn't like the middle of the pact's policy positions. It was it's these people are stealing your jobs. It's people are coming across the southern border and they're not sending their best. And in very extreme positions of what he was saying. And so I don't see a Republican candidate out there trying to moderate it. And I find it fascinating that Bob Donovan's mayoral campaign could have been the perfect vessel for Republicans to try it, and they didn't invest at all. Donovan got his butt handed to him 72-28. Like, it wasn't even close, and that was the conservative candidate that Milwaukee could have had. A very low voter turnout election as well. And so I just find it fascinating. It's a little thought exercise we're doing here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian this
Why
Friday.
Do we always have to be the ones that do all the nice stuff? Why do we always have to open the door? Why do we always... Why can't you do something, Republicans? Come out to our side a little bit. Try and figure out something that maybe works, or throw a policy that maybe will go, oh yeah, that's cool. Or maybe take a pandemic seriously enough that I'll go, hey, respect on you for going and dealing with reality. But nope.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, taking your calls. We got a F it Friday on our hands. We'll be right back.